right, guys, welcome back to MGM Market Abilities. Wyatt is finally back.
What's going on, guys? You know, took a little hiatus, but we're back for good now. Let's have a killer 4 months here.
4 months.
Four months.
I like how you said for good, and then you said, let's have a killer 4 months.
I mean, you know, I've got some business out on the shores of Normandy I got to take care of, but, you know, for now I'm here. So.
All right, so today we're going to talk about branding basically from the inside out. So using your own personal development and aligning it with your branding and how that can, you know, change throughout time, and how if you're not aligned, then people may not work with you because they can sense that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So number one is authentic branding, right? Like branding from who you are, from who you believe you are, to your values, your characteristics and everything. I think that's like literally always the way to go. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah. You know, I think the number one rule when it comes to running a business is being authentic. Most people have a knack for sensing out when you're not being real with them. You know, with that being said, you know, it's important to maintain a level of confidence, I think, whenever you're relaying your services or what you can do. And, you know, it's important to always shoot high, I think, whenever you're mentioning what you're capable of. You know, never downplay yourself, because, you know, like if you don't even believe in what you're selling, someone else isn't either.
No, they're gonna feel that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I had a class this semester actually, and the teacher, the whole point of it was disguised as a group project. It was like, you know, you're going in, you're making this media product, and then you have to sell it. And you'd be surprised how many people went up. And they were just like, you know, like, I'm not super confident in this, or, you know, the initial downplay. Yeah. And I think that's a mental thing,
right?
To kind of like, you know, deter, like, oh, it's like, okay, I already gave up. So like, however this goes, you know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah.
And, he would turn them away instantly. He'd say, sit back down, you know, like, you know, you don't even believe in it. So why am I going to listen to you? And, you know, I think that speaks volumes. Like, you need to go into every situation confident as possible. You need to be able to sell sand to someone living on a beach. So, I think, you know, there's just pretty much two elements when it comes to that. You know, you have to have the authenticity and, you know, be a truthful person, but also, you know what you're worth and know what your product's worth.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you said that, because it leads into point number two so well, is self-awareness as a marketing tool. So you need to be aware of like what you're good at and what you're bad at, because you don't want to go into a meeting trying to sell something that you're not good at, because like you just said, they're going to sense that you're not even that confident in doing that thing. You know what I mean? And so if you can position yourself to where you're really showing your strengths and marketing your strengths and what you're best at, people are going to look at you as an authority. And in the meantime, you actually could work on any weaknesses that you do have, only growing what you've already built off of your strengths.
Yeah. And you know what? That's not necessarily a wrong thing to do, is to come in and, you know, preach what you're good at. And, you know, it's not a bad thing or a lie per se to, you know, keep, you know, what needs work and what you need to develop on in the back burner. You know, I'm sure that you'll have those tools in your repertoire down the road, but, for the time being, there's no shame at all in being like, okay, I'm good at, social media account management, not the best with video production. I'm great at photos, you know, and then you kind of develop and you learn those other skills along the way. But, you know, it's important to really kind of express like your excitement for those things, even if you're not the best at them at the moment, because people are willing to work with someone who will learn. You know, I know me personally, I would rather work with people who are excited about something, passionate about it, want to get better at it, more so than necessarily someone who's like, you know, I got the tools now, and they just plateau. They never get any better.
Yeah.
You know, so I would take the person with the growth potential more so than I would someone who's a professional, but they're not getting anywhere.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, like a person who is, I can't remember who said this, but somebody said, I would rather take the person who knows how to grow rather than the talented person, the person who was just automatically good at something because of you know, how they grew into it or some people are just naturally good at things.
Yeah, 100%.
They didn't have that process of growth and learning through those things. Mm-hmm. They're just automatically good. And that actually hinders you in your life because you actually just think you should or shouldn't be good at something. But in reality, everything is learnable. Everything is adaptable. Mm-hmm. You can literally train yourself to do anything.
Yeah. And you know, a little secret here. Hard work beats talent 100% of the time. You can't tell me anything different. Let me put it in a basketball terminology. Okay. People come into the league. They're not great. Their first year, two years, they're averaging right. 2 points per game. And then there's this guy who's just like, oh, I'm the dog. I'm doing it right now. But they quit working. You know, they go out and they party. They go hit the club. And then all of a sudden they're just on that downslope. But there's this guy who's hungry and looking for that position, that opportunity. And, you know, over a few years, then they're that dog and they're still getting better. So, I think it's important to, you know, keep that discipline and, you know, look for growth.
Yeah, absolutely. Point number three is having emotional intelligence. And the way that you look at this is like understanding people's emotions and understanding your own emotions when it comes to running your own business. If you can understand how you feel about certain things, either certain services that you offer or whatever, that's going to reflect in your branding. And then also you can pivot your branding to kind of play on people's emotions to get them to work with you. Because I think there's a lot of time where we have services that are really, really great and people need them, right? Mm-hmm. But they're not completely aware that they need them. Like they've plateaued and they want more, but they don't want to, you know, kind of step out and get a little uncomfortable and, you know, invest in something new. And so really it's you need to have some emotional intelligence to get people over that line, you know?
I think, I would argue that emotional intelligence is actually probably one of, if not the most important skills to have, in life in general. On a day-to-day basis, you know, you're going to have a lot of conversations and, when you have the emotional intelligence to stay grounded, even if someone doesn't exactly understand what you do or what it's worth, it's about having the intelligence not to get frustrated, not to get upset, to kind of just, you know, teach and explain what you do. It's very important for bargaining and negotiating. Okay. Cause people respect someone who's emotionally intelligent. You know, you could not know them at all, but if you're someone who can stay grounded and not, you know, let your, cause that's what we do as humans. A lot of humans I'm guilty of it too at times. I know I'm human, but, you get worked up. You get worked up when you hear something you don't want to hear. But the most valuable skill is just being able to roll with the punches and, you know, take criticism with a grain of salt and pivot and reverse it in a way where it's like, you know, they're like, oh, this person didn't react the way I thought they were going to. Mm-hmm. And it's like, maybe they know something I don't, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think even if you need to take a moment of silence and really think about the direction the conversation's heading, mentally that does wonders because then you can really think out your next sentence instead of jumping the gun.
Well, and I think people respect that more. Like if you actually sit back and take a second to think about what's happening within the conversation rather than just reacting.
Yeah. And there's psychological evidence that actually gives you a leg up in a conversation, like 100% of the time. Whenever you just, let's say you're in a heated argument, whenever you get quiet or whenever you take a second, that automatically gives you the upper hand because then they're thinking, okay, he knows something I don't.
Right.
You know, maybe you don't, but the point is they don't know that. Nobody knows that except yourself.
Yeah.
And that gives you a leg up 10 times out of 10 whenever you're trying to, you know, convince someone of something, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. All right, point number four is aligning with purpose. I think there's a lot of people out there that either they have no idea what their purpose is, or they are just convincing themselves that their purpose is doing this or that, and they've stowed away some of their dreams and their aspirations, like their real dreams and aspirations. And I think people need to get realigned with that, because I think that if they realign themselves with those dreams that they had long ago, whether they were younger or maybe, you know, things came crashing down. It didn't go as well. I think once you get back aligned with those, things will start to synchronize again, and you'll start to, and things will start to reveal themselves to you of like, oh, this is the direction I should be going. I think a lot of people are, like following your passion is not always the best advice, in my opinion, but following your purpose, like what are you, you need to seek the time to, you know, why are you here?
Yeah.
You know?
I think having a plan is extremely important. I think forecasting your goals is, you know, a good way to measure yourself and where you're at currently in your journey. You know, cause if you're not planning, you know, most people fail to plan even a day out.
Right.
So when you can kind of map out, I'm not even saying years, but if you can map out a few months, you're like, I want X amount of clients by this point. I want, this many, you know, emails sent, calls yeah. made. I want this many appointments. I think once you make everything measurable, things become a lot easier and a lot yeah. more digestible instead of being like, oh, well, I want X amount of clients in 5 years. Well, dude, there's a lot of time in 5 years. And, you know, I know I can't. I would put money a lot of other people can as well. You know, that's not something that you can really grasp. At the moment.
Yeah.
So when everything's more digestible and you're more realistic about your goals, I think that, you know, works wonders.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And our last point is consistency and integrity. Whenever it comes to your brand. So, I talk about consistency, I think almost every podcast we have, because it's probably one of the most important things is just being consistent and just staying in front of people, whether you did the best job ever or whether, you know, it was something that you just had to get done and it, you know, circumstances sucked and you didn't do as best as you wanted to, but just the fact that you still got the job done and you still put yourself out there. But integrity is very interesting to me because, there's been studies that show that when people are, you know, 100% integral with what they say they're going to do, their productivity goes up almost 500%.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Because you start to say no to things. So what I have an issue was I say yes to too many things, to too many people, and I end up either not getting everything done and letting people down, or it's late, or I didn't do what I said I was going to do, or I didn't do as good of a job as I said I was going to do. And so once you start being integral and being like, you know, I am going to do this thing by this date, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, whatever the project or whatever the weight loss goal or whatever it is once you start to get really integral, you actually start to kind of understand what you need to say no to. Because honestly, the no's are more important than yeses nowadays because there's so many things going on.
Yeah, I think integrity goes a long way when it comes to, you know, how you're going to accomplish things and get things done. And I think there's nothing wrong with being honest with yourself. And even if, you know, you've got a smaller goal, as long as you accomplish it and get it done and, you know, you take steps up gradually, I think that's extremely important.
Yeah.
Also, integrity in a literal sense of, you know, holding yourself accountable when people aren't watching, that goes, you know, further than you would think. Yeah. Because, you know, when no one's watching, you might feel lazy or like you don't want to, you know, really get after it or, you know, accomplish everything that's on your list. That starts to eat away with you and then you become a procrastinator.
Yep.
And that is, you know, one of the worst habits you can pick up. And we've all been, you know, victims of procrastinating at some point in our lives. And, you know, I just think it's important that you're able to recognize when you are mm-hmm. and bounce off of that. Now, in terms of consistency, I will be the first to admit I've struggled with that at times, especially like when I have to break it down to like, let's say it's, you know, I want to post a certain amount every day. And, you know, that's been proven to work. It's like try and try and try again. And then eventually it starts working out.
Yeah.
It's really disheartening to see something that you thought was really good not pull as much traction or, you know, give you as much growth as you would have liked. And, you know, I know for one, it's hard to see something you worked so hard on, you know, fall short of your goal. However, I do see a lot of value in, you know, bouncing back and trying again. And, I, you know, that's something I want to do in 2025. I want to, you know, even when you take that loss, it's important to, you know, get back on the horse. And, I think once you master that, I mean, you can scale and grow whatever you really want. And, you know, so it's hard to beat someone who won't stay down. So if you can, if you can just power through those mental hurdles, I think, you know, that the sky's the limit for your business and the sky's the limit for your life, really. Because that's what it is. You know, there's ups and downs. You're not going to win everything. You just, it's hard to beat a person who can't be beat. And, you know, I think that if you can consistently accomplish things on a daily basis, you can be integral with what you're doing. So even when you're not getting the publicity of like, oh, he's a hard worker, you know, people around you, people, you know, just not seeing it. Once you get that done and, you know, that final product goes out and people see it and it's like, okay, that one hit, that one did a lot of views, that one got me the traction I wanted. You know, it reached the amount of people and, got the eyeballs on it. I think that, that's like a huge goal in itself. And once you accomplish that, I mean, it just compounds, wins compound over time. And, you know, once you start winning a lot, then you're a winner. And, once you're a winner, it's, you know, it's pretty hard to get knocked back down.
It compounds into being more wins.
For sure. Yeah, 100%. You know, winning is huge mentally, you know, and, and whatever that might be.
Yeah. And winning doesn't have to be like this, this big thing that happens or whatever. It can literally be like for me, my YouTube channel, when I first started it, it was okay. And then all of a sudden 3 weeks in, I get like 500 subscribers in the matter of like a week or two. And I was like, what the heck is going on?
And then
a couple months go by and it just slows way down. You know, to where I'm only getting like 20 or 30 a week.
Still growth.
But then now that I've got all these videos out, because I've been posting one long form video a week, that it's been compounding. Like people are just continuously watching, getting more and more views, more and more time watched, and, you know, ad revenue and all that stuff. Like it just starts to compound because those videos are just continuously being watched over and over again. Because what I've learned is like once somebody finds you, they're going to binge it, you know, like if they like you, you know what I mean? And so, it's one of those things that like, once people find what you do and who you are and they really like who you are, it's almost game over already because they've already found the person that they want for that service or whatever.
And I'm sure that makes consistency a lot easier.
It does.
You know, I'm sure when you were, you know, you said you were having some slow weeks, it was probably harder, but you stuck with it. And now you're seeing you're reaping the benefits of that. And, you know, you're never really out of the game until you quit. So, you know, I think it's important to just, you know, keep going after it. Keep, you know, if it's something you're passionate about, man, you can always, continue to grow it as long as you don't give up, you never lost.
100%
So, I mean, in a nutshell, I think you can connect all those things. You can connect the integrity of still doing it whenever no one's looking. You can connect the consistency of like, okay, I'm going to be here every week. You can connect the goals. Like I want X amount of videos posted each week or whatever. And, you know, when you put all these principles together, I mean, you just got a winning recipe.
Absolutely. That's 100%. All right. I think that's all for today.
Sure. I think that was good. We just whipped up a little recipe, man, to win.
It was beautiful.
Got me fired up for the week.
Good. Good, because you're making a bunch of cold calls, so you kind of need it.
Yeah, I definitely I need every ounce of go get it I can get. So.
That's funny. All right, guys. Thank you for checking out the podcast. We will see you guys next week. Do not forget to like and subscribe and share the video if there's anybody that needs it. Right?
Yeah. Send it to your friends. Send it to your family.
Send it to your mom.
Yeah. Send it to your grandma. Send it to your great grandma. Maybe she needs some, you know, motivation to get her goals
done. Maybe she owns a knitting business.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, see you guys later.